Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.
Broadcasting live to New York, Bloomberg 1130. To Washington, D.C., Bloomberg 99.1. To Boston, Bloomberg 1061. To San Francisco, Bloomberg 960. To the country, Sirius XM Channel 119. And around the globe, the Bloomberg Radio Plus app and BloombergRadio.com. This is Bloomberg Markets.
It is Nate, Bloomberg Markets. Corey Johnson here. Carol, I'm actually in Los Angeles today.
I forgot you are.
Yeah, I'm in Los Angeles. I've got the West Coast covered today.
You got it all covered. Hey, listen, also, apparently Equifax, though, didn't have everything covered. Massive breach over the last week, and we're going to dig a little bit into that, some of the implications, and maybe the future for the company. But let's get back to your top business stories and an update on today's trading session. Here is, once again, Charlie Pellett.
Thank you very much, Carol Masser. And again, welcome back. You mentioned Equifax shares down again today, dropping 8.2%. The Dow, the S&P, NASDAQ, they're all higher. S&P on track for a record close. The dollar strengthened. Treasuries tumbled as investors piled into riskier assets after Irma brought less damage than forecast. Also, North Korea failed to exacerbate tensions. Stuart Warther is equity derivative strategist at BNP Paribas.
You know, what I think this event really signals, you know, both the relief rally on the back of hurricanes not materializing as badly as we thought, and potentially also the, you know, lack of escalation of a North Korea crisis over the weekend, you know, what that potentially means is that we might go back to that extremely low level of vol after this weekend. So I think, you know, as far as kind of the markets being on edge, this may signal the end of that moment.
And the VIX is down 10.9%. Now the numbers at the close of floor trading on the NYMEX, brought to you by USCF. Invest in what's real. Visit USCFinvestments.com. That's USCFinvestments.com. West Texas Intermediate crude down 1.3%, up 1.3%, higher by 60 cents a barrel, 48.08, closing above $48 a barrel. Brent crude, a little changed at $53.81 for a barrel of Brent. Natural gas, by the way, up 2%. Gold down $16.20 the ounce, now pulling back by 1.2% to $13.31. The 10-year down 19/32nds, yield there 2.12%. I'm Charlie Pellett, and that's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
All right, Charlie, thank you so much. You are listening to Bloomberg Markets right here on Bloomberg Radio.
Getting to know you, getting to know all about you.
Yes, Equifax knows plenty about you, and now, thanks to their lousy security, everyone knows plenty about you. Equifax suffering a massive data breach. Joining us to help us understand that, Brad Stone. He's the Bloomberg News Senior Executive Editor of Global Technology. Whew. Can they print all that in your business card, Brad?
Corey, I'm sitting in your chair here in San Francisco.
How's it working out for you? I haven't sat in that chair in quite a while.
It's pretty comfortable.
Let me ask you about this. How much was this a screw-up of Equifax, either in the way their systems were architected or in the way they've managed the information since the hack was revealed?
Yeah, well, here's what we know. They say that attackers penetrated their system sometime between May and July. They are blaming a problem in the Apache open source server software, something that was a vulnerability that was made known in March, and then that information was updated in September. So it's still not quite clear, was this a new vulnerability the attackers found or the old one that Equifax hadn't addressed? But so the answer to your question is we don't know, but here's what we can say with certainty, which is Equifax has completely screwed up the response to this. I mean, they waited a month and a half to talk about it, or maybe more. They created a website that they directed people to where you could enter in a fake name and a fake social security number, and it would say you were affected. There were executives who sold stock before the announcement was made. We don't know if that was connected, but certainly a terrible, terrible look and potentially an illegal act. And then they're selling potential victims on their own identity fraud protection services. So there seems to be it's Trusted ID, and it's a free year where you'll be alerted anytime somebody checks for credit in your name. But honestly, it just seems to a lot of people like self-dealing. And so they haven't answered the questions properly. They waited a long time. And then the protections that they are offering to people that may or may not have been affected, frankly, seem to be somewhat insincere.
Brad, these are the people who have our most sensitive data and information and are supposed to ensure that it's secure. And I realize nothing's 100% foolproof, but it's almost like a bad skit.
It's like that perennial Twitter comeback, you had one job, really applies here. And sure, I mean, when it happens to Target, you say, well, that's not a technology company. They certainly managed that breach very poorly, and it cost the CEO's job. But for Equifax, where all they do is they are that broker between somebody, who's asking for credit and a creditor to go and quickly check the credit history and see if that's a good loan to make or a good account, credit account to take out. And so for them to not really have state-of-the-art protections and then responses when there's something that does happen, strikes a lot of people as egregious. And my identity was stolen 10 years ago. And here's the thing I could say about it.
Well, you're not actually Brad Stone?
No, that's right. I'm the hacker right now. Who had a
you're
bit
on radio.
Of
it could be whatever you want right now, Brad.
Yeah, he had a bit of an online shopping problem, I will say, as I recollect that traumatic event. But, the Equifax, Experian, TransUnion, the three major credit agencies, they were so hard to deal with. You can never get anyone on the phone. The protections all cost money, and here it's like they're supposed to be doing the service, to creditors and consumers, and they just seem to they're very bureaucratic, they're not innovative, and honestly, it does seem like they take advantage of our personal information. So that's why they don't have a vault of goodwill stored up for incidents like this.
Who's the state of the art? Who's managed this right?
Yeah,
and Corey, in the past, tax or these kinds of things.
I mean, that's a great question. Here's the one thing I will say. Who's got more information on us than Google or Amazon or Apple? And obviously they are Facebook. I mean, they're susceptible to individual account hacks and people give up their passwords But in terms of hackers going and scooping up great vast amounts of consumer data from the big tech companies, you have to say that they've actually remained pretty much protected, and they encrypt their user data and they think smart and they're probably not using open source tools, in their most, key, the most key and potentially vulnerable parts of their infrastructures. And so I don't know. I mean, something like Amazon Web Services, it's had its problems, but you have to say in terms of safeguarding consumer data, they've probably done a pretty good job.
So what are we as consumers supposed to expect out of these companies going forward?
I mean, Equifax has taken such a bath, not only in respect to PR, but their stock price, and now could be an SEC investigation into these executives who sold the stock. I mean, I think this is a great warning to the rest of the industry that you have to raise your game. First of all, in their use of open source software, it obviously comes with great advantages, but also great risks. And then two, in responding to some of this stuff, and Equifax had months to consider this and to create this website that had so many obvious flaws to it. I think there's now, you know, investors, the media, and consumers are just going to demand, a more astute response to incidents like this. And look, I mean, it could cost, you know, this Richard Smith, the CEO, his job. I mean, that has been the history with situations like this. And so I think we're going to have to see companies get better at managing this.
All right. Brad Stone, thank you so much. Senior Executive Editor of Global Tech at Bloomberg News. Let's get a check on your latest world and national news headlines. Let's head on over to Nathan Hager in our Bloomberg 99.1 newsroom in Washington. Nathan.
Carol, thanks. It may be weaker, but Tropical Storm Irma has left a lot of cleanup for Florida. Right now, the storm's prompting flash flood warnings in Charleston, South Carolina. But south of there, Bloomberg News reporter Nathan Crooks in Miami says recovery could take a while.
About 72% of Miami is without power right now. The utility companies, they do have, and they're activating it. They're going to start with essential services and then move to things like grocery stores and gas stations and then go from there. So, I'm hoping it stays and not weeks, but, you know, we still have to wait and see. They've not given any time frame yet.
Crooks was on Bloomberg Television. President Trump is facing a new legal challenge over his decision to end DACA. That's the program that keeps young immigrants who were brought here illegally as children from being deported. California's Attorney General Javier Becerra has filed a lawsuit that makes similar arguments to one filed last week by 15 states and the District of Columbia. Becerra told the Associated Press last week California would file its own case because one in four DACA recipients lives there. Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy has issued a temporary order that allows the Trump administration to maintain its restrictive policy on refugees for now. The order is in response to a Justice Department request for the High Court to block a lower court ruling that could allow up to 24,000 refugees to enter the United States if a resettlement agency has agreed to take them in. Global News, 24 hours a day, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Nathan Hager. This is Bloomberg.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.
Johann Schmiegel, you've got the world's highest IQ.
Yes, 247.
Wow, did you know that thanks to Salesforce with Einstein AI, everyone's smarter? Now everyone's an Einstein, just like you.
But I'm the smartest.
Not anymore. With connected data and trusted AI, everyone can give customers experiences they've only dreamed of. Oh, look, here's a few Einsteins now.
Hey, hi.
Hola, amigo.
Everyone's an Einstein?
It's okay, Johann, let it happen. The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.